Hello, you are reaching the Gallagher Go Wild voicecast system, and this voicecast is about your basic skills in setting up your office systems. My name is Beth Gallagher. I am your director, and what I will be going through today is how to set up your office systems and have great money management. This business is very, very simple, and there are some things that you need to have in order to have good money management. The first thing to do is to set up a personal checking account to flow your Mary Kay money through. And you can go to any bank or credit union now and set up a totally free checking account and get a debit card on it. You may want to have a savings account that goes with it also in order to put your profit into your savings account. Have that separate debit card or credit card. Some people will have a credit card because they like to have that frequent airline miles, or maybe it's paying you a cash back rewards. But whatever you put on the credit card, we pay off the next month, so you have zero interest. Some people have already secured a credit card at a 0% interest for the next 12 months. If that is so, then you will want to divide your initial inventory purchase out over the 12-month time period to know exactly what even payment amount you need for the next 12 months to pay that off with 0% interest. In money management, the one thing that I have found is that the number one reason why small businesses fail is because they have improper money management. So we're going to teach you step-by-step how to profit, how to keep your profit, how to keep more of your profit, and how to manage that money. Well, the first thing that you want to do, of course, is set up that separate checking account. Have your debit card on it, and then if you do have a credit card or a savings account with your business, that is a great thing to do. Next, what you want to do is you want to also number your sales slips. In your starter kit came sales receipts. They are called the pink tickets. So on those pink tickets, you'll want to write number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, all the way through. Make sure you put it on a carbon portion of the sales ticket. I do mine over by the credit card number. So I have that ready to go. The reason I do that is I never lose a sales ticket that way. Sometimes I just grab a stack of them, I put them in my money bag, and away I go to my parties. Sometimes I have people call, so I'm going to my money bag and grabbing the next one. That way, at the end of the week, as I'm inputting my sales receipts, I have them in order. I can go numbers 1 through 40 for that week, or whatever numbers I happen to be on. The next thing it does is you track yourself better. Do you want to have 10 sales receipts filled out in a month? Do you want to have 40 sales receipts filled out every month? What's your average sale per ticket? If you just had a $1,000 week and you filled out 40 tickets, you're averaging $25 per order. Now, if you want to get that order amount up, then maybe the next time you do a $1,000 week, the next week, maybe you had 20 tickets filled out and you're averaging $50 a ticket. Then you learned how to upsell the product to people. So it's a great tracking step by numbering your sales receipts. Next, you will want to fill out a weekly accomplishment sheet every week. Do it no matter what your sales are. Zero sales, $10 in sales, it disciplines you. And that discipline of filling out your weekly accomplishment sheet is very important. And also, if ever, in the remote chance you were audited, you will have a detailed track of what you did do. Now, the weekly accomplishment sheets, you will turn in every Sunday night, have them done by, you know, do them right online, MaryKayIntouch.com, go to Business Tools, and down to Weekly Accomplishment Sheets. Your first week of sales, you will want to call me so I can re-walk you through how to fill this out and explain every single column. I will have a detailed audio on how to do this, but at this time, just know that you fill out the sales receipt, and then at the end of every week, Saturday or Sunday, you set up that time that you're going to sit down with your receipts and enter them in on MaryKayIntouch.com. Very important to do. Also, with this in mind and setting up your systems and your accounts, you will want to go to the ProPay. ProPay. It's a link on MaryKayIntouch.com. This is your credit card processing system. When you set this up, it's $39.95 a month to have a ProPay account to process your credit cards. We process them right online through the ProPay system. We write down the person's credit card number with their expiration date and have them sign your pink ticket sales receipt. You'll come home from the party, sit down, log into MaryKayInTouch.com, and then pull up the ProPay system. You'll enter in her credit card number and expiration date and the dollar amount of the sale. ProPay will then put that money into your ProPay account. Please request a prepaid debit card when you sign up for that account. It's totally free, and it allows you to access your money. You can access this money free of charge when you are placing your product order. Ascend Financial Management Systems recommends that one time a week you transfer this money to your Mary Kay business account. That way, it's a 35-cent transfer fee, but all your money flows through your Mary Kay business checking account, so you can link it right into that. But ProPay is very important to have. Women will buy three times as much when they can put it on their credit card or debit card than if they had to pay cash for it or write a personal check. And we are really in today's society where people are using debit cards, credit cards more often than they are carrying cash or checks. So that is one system that you will want to have set up immediately. Next, in your money management system, is you're going to want to put together three envelopes. And the first envelope is your income envelope. So it will say income from the date you started your business until that envelope is full. It's usually about a 3 to 6 month time period, depending on how many weekly accomplishment sheets you're printing off and how many sales receipts you have attached to them. So it's anywhere from a 3 month time period to a 6 month time period. Mine are 3 months. My secretary takes care of that for me. But when you have finished your weekly accomplishment sheet online, you will print off your weekly accomplishment sheet. You will take the top ticket from your sales receipts and staple it to the back of that weekly accomplishment sheet. It is your trailer. It says, here's what I sold on the front on my printout, and here are the individual receipts that go with it. So it is a trailer. You have it all ready to go. You go ahead and slide that into your income envelope. When that envelope is full, you put the ending date on it, pull out a new manila envelope to start the next one. Your second envelope will say expenses. Now, your expense tracking sheet will be found on Mary Kay or on our UnitNet site, the site that you are currently on, and you'll go to New Consultant in Money Management, and also under our Training Center, we will have the expense tracking sheet. Now, this is where you're going to put this tracking sheet on the outside of a large manila envelope again. Write the year on the top of it, so 2011, 2012, a new one every single year. You'll save your telephone bills. You'll save any printing receipts. If you bought cotton balls or headbands, save those receipts. You will save all of your receipts for the month. I paperclip them to the outside of my envelope, and one time a month, sometime between the first of the month and the fifth of the month, so within that 5 days, you will want to log in your expenses. So let's say right now we're coming to the end of February, so between March 1st and March 5th, you'll want to take all of your receipts, go, okay, well, my telephone bill was, and you can deduct the portion that was either long distance or the portion of your cell phone bill, as long as it's printed on your business cards, to the extent that you used your cell phone for your business purposes. Maybe you have postage, and you have all your postage receipts. Maybe you have 3 or 4 of them, and you total up those. Maybe it was, you know, $15.90. You'll write $15.90 in it, stick those receipts in the inside of the envelope. Any of those supplies for your business, deduct them. That's the best way to keep track of this. Keep it on the outside of the envelope one time a month. Log your expenses. Put the receipts on the inside of the envelope, and you are done for the month. It will maybe take you 5 to 10 minutes to do this. At the end of the year, you total that up. Total that sheet up, and you are ready to go for taxes. So that's your expense tracking sheet. That's envelope number two. So we have the income for your weekly accomplishment sheets. We have the expenses for your expenses. Maybe you bought a tablecloth. Maybe you bought some cute packaging supplies for Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or Administrative Professionals Day, any of those that you can have. And then the third envelope is your purchases envelope. This is, you can, again, print off the sheet that will go on the outside of the envelope. It purchases, again, 2011, 2012, whichever year you're in. Every time an order comes into your home, your starter kit, your product purchases for Section 1, you will make sure everything is in there. Check it off on your sheets. Every box will have a sheet in it, a printout from Mary Kay Corporate. And then you will write in the wholesale amount, the date, the wholesale amount, what your Section 2 cost was, because that's a business expense, and it is deductible in the year that you purchased it for Section 2 supplies. And then you will put in tax at the end of the year. Do not do tax immediately, because you will want to just total it at the end of the year and add your local tax onto it. Okay? So then in the amount of your free bonus product, the free bonus product Mary Kay gives to you. So you may want to put that in a separate little box as it comes in. Right now we can get Indulge eye gels for free by ordering 400 wholesaler more. As a new consultant, you receive bonus product in the amount of anywhere from $100 to $850, depending on what inventory level you chose. So you're going to put that retail bonus in there. On the back of my envelope, what I do is I keep track of what I take out personally for my family, and I can take out that amount for free without having to write it down. So if I'm taking free product out for my family, I'm taking some of that free bonus product and putting it back on my inventory. That way you're not overvaluing your inventory for the year. So again, your purchases envelope, very straightforward. Again, at the end of the year, you're going to total every column on there, add 5.5% tax to your Section 2, and also there's a shipping charge. I just found my purchases sheet here, so I'm looking at it again. Postmark date, Section 1 wholesale, Section 2, shipping charges, because we do get charged retail tax on our shipping charges, and then the retail bonus that we get a free product. So very, very straightforward. These are the three envelopes that you will have. The fourth item is your auto mileage record. Be sure to keep track of the mileage that you drive in the vehicle that you drive for your Mary Kay. If you're driving to make a delivery, the mileage is tax deductible. The IRS will set every year the amount that you can deduct per mile for your business. I don't have any control over that. I don't even know what it is. My tax accountant takes care of that for me. So your auto mileage record goes right in your car. You might want a little notebook. You might want to use the sheet that we provide for you on our UnitNet site. Whatever is most convenient for you, bottom line, do it. You need to have that detailed auto record. So you've got your three envelopes, your income with your weekly accomplishment sheets and your sales tickets. You have your expenses, and you log those one time a month. And then you have your purchases. So every time a new order comes through your door, you do your purchases envelope and then your auto mileage record. Very, very straightforward. So one time a week, you can call it Money Monday. You've done your accomplishment sheet on Sunday night. You've got your sales tickets all attached to your weekly accomplishment sheet. Fill out the deposit ticket, make a copy of it, and attach that to that weekly accomplishment sheet also. Deposit your money the next day in your Mary Kay account, and then we will write yourself a paycheck based on your sales. And again, I will teach you how to do the writing yourself a paycheck when I do the weekly accomplishment sheet. So you'll want to find the link that says Basic Skills, filling out your weekly accomplishment sheet, and writing a paycheck. I think that's very important that you know how to fill out that weekly accomplishment sheet every single week and how to write yourself a paycheck every single week. And remember, deposit that cash one time a week, Money Monday. That way you can have excellent money management skills. flow it through. So next step, set up your personal checking account for your business, money to flow through. Have your debit card attached to it, a savings account with it. And if you have a credit card, that's great. Use it only for Mary Kay product purchases then if you're getting miles for it. And then you will also want to get your ProPay set up. That way people can order online on your personal website and pay with their credit card, and it will flow through their ProPay account. So here's to step one of your basic office systems all set up. It'll take you probably about 10 to 15 minutes to get everything set up, but you will feel like you are in business. Here's to a great, empowered, money-making business for you, a member of this Go Wild Cadillac Unit of Excellence. Have a wonderful day. Bye.